This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
Luckily, karaoke isn't on the cards for Sunday, but we are going to have a great day of LGBTI inclusion and sport.
So who's here to tell us all about it?
Well, we have James, who's the founder of Proud to Play, joining us now. And we also have Rowan from Cricket Victoria, because if you're going to do cricket, why not do it in Victoria? Welcome, gentlemen.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
You get your claps.
You get your thunderous
applause. Do they clap for you in cricket?
Oh, that was great, though.
I mean, they do. Yeah. Have you never been to the cricket?
I've never been to the cricket.
You've never even watched it on the telly?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
I mean, it's not up there in my favourite sports. I'm more about the rugby and things like that, but that's just because I'm aggressive. But hello, hello, and welcome. We are talking cricket here today. Now, that it's because we've got a bit of a cricket pride event happening this Sunday, haven't we?
Yes, we do.
Now, how did that come about?
So it came about of a combination that we've been working with Cricket Victoria, Proud to Play, has been working with Cricket Victoria over the past 2 years on increasing their LGBTI inclusion within their sport, putting a lot of programs and resources into LGBTI inclusion to really show that cricket is a sport for all. And cricket has been the top player in this area as well. They've really put their money, their work, their effort where their mouth is and really given us everything that we need to make sure that cricket is as LGBTI inclusive as possible.
So Rowan, how has that happened?
I think James has been, has just covered off a lot of that around Proud to Play and our partnership there. And I must say up front that without the support of him and others within Proud to Play, I don't think we would have even got to this step. So thank you up front, James, for all your support. Probably secondly, for us, we want to be the most inclusive sport out there. And as part of that, we identified a few years ago that there was maybe some issues in terms of how inclusive we were, particularly the LGBTI plus community. And as a result, we partnered with Proud to Play. We've come up with a few initiatives. We've done some research, and we've got a great event coming up this Sunday, which we can't wait for.
So, how does this work exactly? It's everyone playing cricket
on Sunday. Yeah, look, Sunday is really. It's just about a fun, family-friendly day. We'll have some activities for kids. We'll have little games of cricket going on. I think you guys are going to be down there.
Yeah, Joy is going to be down there as well. Here's one of the things, right? I've never been very good at cricket. I've never been really good at sport, if I'm going to be really honest. So this is just a chance for everyone to come and, what, have a hit, have a catch?
Exactly. So there's no prerequisite around skill level. It's going to be safe, fun, friendly. We'll have staff out there to help. If you think about what probably the essence of cricket is for a lot of people in summer is beach, backyard, socially connecting with friends and family, that's what we're going to try and create. And let's hope for a nice, sunny 29-degree day on Sunday.
It's going to be a great day.
How many on a cricket team? Because we're fielding a cricket team.
11 usually, but, you know, we mix and match. We can play in our junior cricket. We play a bit with fewer players, but usually 11.
It's pretty exciting to see this kind of pride and inclusion happening in sport in this way. It's really pretty awesome.
Yeah, I think so. And I think, look, we've probably seen in recent years, you know, the community, binding together and sport going, hang on, we're a part of this. We need to make sure that we're offering an inclusive environment for people to play. And look, that's connected a little bit from our philosophy around harmony in cricket, which we've had for about 15 years now, which started with looking at sort of multicultural communities and religious groups and saying, look, cricket's a sport for all. And it's just emerged and developed. And now it's really all about inclusion. And as a result, we're really excited. We're also excited about the fact that we're building on some research and we're getting some great input and some advice from people like Jane.
You know what I always wonder about in regard to cricket? How do they keep the cricket white so white?
That's
I know, because I, honestly, every single time I'm like, they are as white as could possibly be, and it's completely insane.
We don't have to be on your knees for anything.
I don't know if they're falling. Have you what? You've never watched them play cricket, have you? Like, they're diving for that ball. Everyone's running around like crazy, and it's insane. So you don't have to wear cricket whites on Sunday, do you? It's going to be 29 degrees.
You can wear whatever you want, but. To your point, I have been to the Cricket Victoria office and there's just bleach everywhere. It's just full bleach.
Yeah, that might be our next sponsorship opportunity, I think.
You know, you've got to capitalise on everything you can. Yeah, so the day is happening on Sunday?
Yes.
Yeah.
Junction Oval in St Kilda.
And we're going to be there as a part of Joy as well, aren't we?
Oh, I'm very excited. I wouldn't know how to play.
So here's the question. Do we have someone like, is there a team that Dylan could join, like a children's one, where very beginners...
Or I could coach a team, like
you
a league
of
their
play.
Own.
You can't coach a team.
I could just inspire.
Well, we have teams coming down from everywhere. We've got parents of gender diverse children putting together a few teams to come on down and play. There's no age limit, so for once in this, it's everybody playing with everybody.
Oh, that's
so
great.
We're hoping for families to come and play together. I remember in our first Proud Cricket program that we did last year, we had a grandfather playing with his granddaughter, and they were playing together on a team for the first time ever, and they just loved it because it's just that social aspect of playing a game that they will now love because they'd never played before in a really safe and inclusive environment.
That sounds fantastic.
It does sound beautiful.
So this is not the first time that you've done it?
No. So the Proud Cricket, this is the first Proud Cricket Day. So this is a big celebration of everything LGBTI inclusion that Cricket Victoria has offered and that is still offering as well. But we have run a Proud Cricket program before and we're coming back to run it again this year as well. So last year we ran it at Yolden Parkville, which is a small cricket club in Parkville. And it basically was a six-week program to just increase LGBTI inclusion. We invited all of our LGBTI friends and rainbow families to come down and learn from the very beginning of the sport. So a lot of young people leave PE, leave sport and exercise at a very young age who are LGBTI because they don't feel safe or included.
Yeah.
So we wanted to provide them an option to come and learn the skills that they wanted again. Because as one young person said to us, I just wanted to play backyard cricket with my brothers, but I left sport so early that I didn't know how. Mm. So that young person went back for Christmas that year and played backyard cricket and reckons they smashed their brothers.
Oh, well.
So it's that type of like getting to know the sport again. Getting to know the sport again, learning from the very beginning that maybe you forgot or didn't or missed out on because of the things that come around by being LGBTI. Sometimes we just don't feel safe or included.
And then, so this is what's fantastic about Sunday. It's this great day where you can get in there and you can actually, you know, give it a try or come along with your friends. Even if you know someone who wants to give it a try, bring them along and you can be a part of this inclusive space and have a bat.
Yes.
I was going to say have a wicket, but I don't think that's right. I don't think that's right, is it?
I mean, you can take a wicket.
Rowan, I'm mixing my metaphors, aren't I?
You have there, but we're happy for you to take a few wickets or to have a bat. That's not a problem at all on Sunday.
At the end of the day, it's just about being a part of it and being included.
And hitting for six.
Absolutely. So it's happening this Sunday, this Sunday, the 8th of April, at Junction Oval. Why don't you head on down and have a hit?
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.